So while we're waiting for other people to come in, what was the cause for the cancellation of the meeting last week?
We didn't have the things that we would need to accomplish ready for the agenda. We talked about changing the the goal of the retreat kind of changed because folks, were feeling less comfortable with us meeting in person and all that. And we just needed to figure out what our new approach is, but we just didn't have enough time to put together part one of that retreat by September. And we didn't have any other things on the agenda. So we decided to, any other pressing things. I realize, and I got your email. I'm sorry. I'm just behind on my emails. About the report out on that case, which the number is escaping me. But that wasn't pressing enough to have a whole meeting for, so we canceled it. That is the reason. We'll just give it another minute or two for Sylvan and Michael to join us, and then we'll start.
I'm talking and I'm muted.
Yep, sorry. Hey, we will just give Michael another minute and then we'll start. No, we are not expecting those folks. Melora quit, Justine quit, Barbara quit, Elizabeth quit, Jake Doctor hasn't shown up for several weeks. So I'm not expecting him. Several months. So I'm not expecting him. Here's Mike. All right. We are all here. So, welcome, folks. How's everyone doing? Okay. Some meek nods. It's okay to tell me if it's crappy. I'm not having a great time this week, so I'll just be straight up.
I had a PRB last week, so I'm woefully behind on crowd control stuff, but I will try and catch up tonight.
I just signed up. Did you see? For my first PRB, it's been 4 years, and I've never been able to make it work, and finally I'm going to make it work. So
they're like, oh, it looks like it's going to be a long one. So
I know. What was I thinking? This month is crazy, and yet I chose to do that. It's fine. I'll get through it. I haven't been able to sign up, so I felt guilty and I just needed to sign up for one and I had time in my calendar, so I'm going to suffer through it. Anyone else want to share any highs or lows? Mike is out in outer space, which is where I wish I was. So
where I feel kind of how I feel right now here at PSU.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I bet.
Getting ready for the school year to start.
I feel the pain. I know it. Been there.
You know it well.
But not in this new era. I can't imagine how much harder it is right now.
It's a little wild, you know. Yeah, with coming back in person, and yeah. I've been in person for a while. I'm on campus now. I've been on campus a lot since for a long time, but students coming back.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to share? This is the time to let it out.
Yeah, I'm also not like 100%. I've had a little bit of a family emergency that I've been dealing with for a couple of weeks. So I have also not had time to review the PowerPoint yet, but I did see the emails. Thank you for all your work on it. I just made it through the first couple of slides and then realized that the meeting was earlier than usual tonight. Don't know why I didn't have that accurately in my calendar. So I'm a little behind. I'm also catching up. Thanks in advance for everyone's patience.
No worries.
Is the 5 o'clock going to be the standard until you're done with charter review?
No, it's just these next 2 months, they overlap, but it should be good from there. I mean, just depends. The fall is just going to be crazy for me on charter review, because that's when we're doing like the bulk of the recommendations. So it's just going to be a hard fall overall. But so far, I think all of our meetings are scheduled through the end of the year, so we're good. Taylor, anything you want to add? Do you have anything you want to share?
No, other than, I don't know, work's been nuts. The county I work in, the DAs just keep charging and charging and charging. And it looks like the courts are going to go back to social distancing, which is going to affect a lot. So it's just like, yeah, busy fall.
Yeah. I feel y'all. Well, let's get through it together. So this is getting over this hurdle is going to be big. So I'm really looking forward to the sigh of relief I'm going to feel at 3 p.m. on the 22nd when we are done with this presentation and we can just take a breather before we think about what our next big project will be. So, and there will be, obviously it's not like that's just the end of this work that we've done. I think the next phase will just be trying to figure out what kind of, how we want to work to implement the things that we've recommended. And I added that slide on the next steps to just signal that to the city council of like, ball's in your court. How are you going to support us in doing these things? So we'll see kind of what that conversation yields and then we'll go from there. Cool. Yep. So let's go ahead and jump in. I'll just share my screen and I say we just kind of go through each slide and talk through it and everyone can have a chance to look at it. And, any edits that are apparent, like I kind of just want to take time to be like, let's read the slide. Anything sticking out to y'all, let's fix it right now. And then by the end of this, I want to be able to assign who wants to take on which slides to talk about at the actual meeting. Okay?
Yep.
I'm going to share my screen here.
Just for the record, the meeting's at 2 o'clock on the 22nd, isn't that right?
That's correct.
And is it, I assume it's virtual, right? Or are they doing things in person now?
No, it's virtual.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten a link yet, but when we do, I'll send it out. Okay, so here we are. As I told Taylor at the beginning of the meeting, I'm pushing my purple makes everything better agenda. So it's very purple forward and a little light. But I did definitely address some of those areas that you mentioned, Michael, of like some of the parts that were a little unreadable. So I hope I was able to add that and then we can kind of talk through that. So we've got our highlights page. So, we're going to go through the introduction and background, the forum and survey summaries, our report goals and process, our findings, our recommendations, and the next steps. And so that's how I've broken out each of these sections. The introduction, so far so good. I'm assuming those two slides are pretty straightforward. Okay. So the introduction slide, really I just copied what was in our intro of our report because, I mean, I don't think I made any changes. I think it was verbatim from the intro of our report because it kind of just overarches the goals and why we did this and what we did and what we saw and how the report came together. So any thoughts about that? I just pulled that picture randomly off the internet. Anything that stick out that we want to make sure we say in the intro part that isn't said here?
I think it looks good. Looks great. Yeah. I mean, that's probably what the person, whoever does this slide, will probably just basically read that or say that. Is that essentially what it is?
Yeah. I mean, I think once we talk about who does what slides, you know, I'll want to hear from y'all what your styles are. Like, I'm very much a off the cuff person. I know some people are more, they want to have something to read. So we can talk through that and decide what slides are best for folks based on what your comfort is. I'll probably do the intro anyway. And I'll just kind of, I'll riff it a little. So cool. Next slide is who wrote this report. So I just wanted to have a space to be able to acknowledge the people that put in their blood, sweat, and tears into this large document. So putting that out here, and then I just wrote a little bit of a narrative on, you know, who is on the work group and talk about how we had awesome community members join us in doing this whole process. So wanted to lift that up. Any thoughts on this side? Feel good to folks?
That's good.
Cool. Okay, so here we start to get into the summary. So, you know, I took the, I think this was part of the areas, Mike, that you were saying, because I had this kind of lower and more of the text was in this bluish.
For me, it's, and I also worry about people who are visually impaired. I know that there's issues there. So I just want, be careful.
Yeah, so, totally.
That was my only thought. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm down to like, we can come back to it at the end if we feel like this background isn't right and we can change it. So I'm open to suggestions for sure.
Cool. I don't know how to assess it, but I do know that there's, you know, settings that can make it better or easier to read. Some stuff was obvious to me. It looks like, you know, some of the stuff you already fixed. So.
Yeah. And if anything, like, I feel like this, like I could add one of these to it. Let me just even test that. If I give it more of this on it and then backward, and then I can change this color to be darker.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Like it's lighter. You see, like I made the background lighter instead of this. It's this.
Yeah, that's easier for me to read.
How's that feel for folks?
Yeah, I like that.
Cool. Make this also the color. Oops. Can I change this? Yeah, here it is. Cool. Okay. So I'll do the rest of them later, but yeah, I'll just change them all to be this kind of lighter background. So it's not so harsh. That sound good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. So, you know, and thank you all again for your work in putting the presentation notes. So a lot of it, I just kind of copied. I tweaked some things a little bit just to, for readability and make it fit better. For this section, you know, I felt that the bullet points were really, sorry, the period points were really important to say, And so I was like wrestling with how much of it I wanted to put on here, because it is, does feel a little wordy, but that's also why I kind of made these block. So it's like, this is one block to read, and then this is another block to read. So it doesn't feel so overwhelming as far as how wordy it is. But I did feel that the content was important. So
does it have the feature where you can, like, whoever's presenting can click for each, you know, each point? So it's not like the entire page is there, but as you say, each one, it fills in, you know what I'm saying? Like a PowerPoint. Yeah. That might help. It just means that the person presenting it has to click for each one. So it would be, to your guess, first one was disproportionately affecting large numbers, then click. Next one is causing terror. That might help, but maybe it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I would have to play around with that. I'm not sure how it works, because I use like a templated PowerPoint. And so when I present it, like, I'll just give you an example. It already has like these like fading in, and, you know, but it's not point by point, like you're saying. So it already came with some of that like animation, but I didn't fix it because I can look into it.
I mean, it may not even be that useful. I know sometimes it's useful when there's a lot of words so that the person only is looking at what you're actually saying.
Yeah.
But it may not matter. I don't know.
If anything, maybe I can do it like by block, like by tier.
Yeah, maybe you could do it by block, sure. But also, you know, there's a lot of pages here, so you don't want to, it's also, that could be a lot of work too.
I'll look into it, and I honestly don't even know if I can figure it out. So if I can, then I'll see if it makes sense.
Yeah.
Cool. As far as the content here, you know, again, I kind of kept the, like, this content on the panel here is the same, just for, I don't know, consistency's sake. But this was just like, here was what the form was. And then, these talking points here were equipment use, de-escalation, bias, training. And I just copied for the most part what you all put together. I can't remember who put this part together, but how does that feel?
I like it in general. I have two super small edits to the forum summary text. They're both in the second paragraph. I think attendees needs an apostrophe after the S because it's a possessive. Then in the next sentence, we've got a note taker took note member experiences. We could just change took note to like recorded. I don't know if others have different thoughts, but I think with those changes, I'm happy with the paragraph.
And one suggestion I have is to do the form summary in all this language on the first slide. And then for the rest of the slides for the form summary, just have form summary and not all the words.
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying? That way everybody's eyes will just be directed to the right side of the page instead of them thinking they need to read the left side also.
I see. Okay. Let me write that down.
And then you only need to correct. Then you only need to correct one slide too. That way.
Okay. Hold on. Let me get something to write some of this down. Okay. So presentation. So I'll do. So you're saying, remind me again. So first slide will be forum summary.
Yeah, I mean, for everyone, like, there's various sections. So, I mean, I like the first slide for form summary. I like you have all this information. That's great. And then the next three or four slides, however many there are in this section, I would suggest just putting form summary on the left with nothing else.
Got it.
So they know that it's the same section, but they don't have to read through all the stuff again.
Yeah, and there's only two.
Whatever it is. Yeah, so it would just probably just clean it up a little bit. Is that's my suggestion. I don't know. I could be wrong.
We're just taking this text out on the second slide.
Yeah, second and third slide, I guess, or however many slides there are for that section.
It's a survey summary, so it's different.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. Got it.
And survey summary only has one page.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll play around with that.
I mean, overall, I think anywhere we can reduce the number of words because it's such a wordy document, which is totally fine. I just think anywhere we can take out words, I think it's going to help make it feel less wordy and cluttered.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, I will definitely do that. I can fix that. And then let me just, so that I remember, I'm going to copy this over here since we tweaked it a little. Okay. Any other content-wise, like the, copy editing or whatever that anyone is noticing?
I have not had a chance to go through like my fine-tooth comb editing that I would normally go do, so I don't have any comments yet, but I'm happy to do that. And okay. Sylvan, I know Sylvan likes doing that too, so.
Okay. Yeah, I think if you, you know, I don't know, either, I would say I'll welcome that to everybody to just look through afterward and do any final copy editing and then just email me the changes, or I can send you all the link for so that you all can make the change. It's probably easier if you just send it to me, because then if someone's messes up, I'm gonna stress out. So
yeah, it's better to, yeah.
Just send it to me and then I can make that quick change. And I'll do another copy editing too, because honestly, I didn't even like those things. I should have noticed that, but I was just like, I'm done. I'm not gonna worry about it till Wednesday. So I didn't really give it a fine tooth comb either.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Okay, so then, yeah, we go through the equipment use, the de-escalation, the bias, the training, and then we've got survey summary, similar format. You know, I was like, okay, well, looking at how I formatted the form one and how I formatted this one, as far as like, is this enough information? I thought about it. I was like, I feel like it's enough. I think it's a really big picture. I mean, we're not, and I was like, I thought about, should I put some of the graphs and all that, and I was like, I just feel like that's just messy, and like if they really want to see it, they can read it, you know. So I kept it super high level. Does that sound okay with folks, or do folks think I should be diving a little deeper into some of these,
into the description of the summary or the actual
the data of the summary? Right.
Yeah, I think Wes is more, you know, just based on what happened at that city council presentation for that appeal. You know, it's very easy, I think, for city council to sort of cul-de-sac and, you know, digress on things that aren't necessarily germane to the greater conversation. So giving them the meat and potatoes is probably the best option.
Is it possible, I know it's complicated to switch what you're sharing on your screen, but is it possible just to have the actual report pulled up somewhere else so that if a council member asks a question, you can show them the graphs right out of the report instead of making other slides?
I mean, yeah. I'm processing what you're saying.
Well, so that they would have the actual document on hand, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, they'll have the document, and I'll make sure to put the link to the PowerPoint slide and to the final report into the chat when we first start anyway, because that's just typically what I do. And then I have here like the detailed datas and appendices C and E, so I point them to it. So if they're in listening and they could just open it up and see all the graphs. So, and then, you know, we're going to have discussion, so we can always like dive deeper in the later discussion and say, yeah, when we talked about this, like, here's some examples, we can pull up the document. So I think there's definitely, we can do that. Maybe doesn't have to live on the PowerPoint, like having the graphs on the PowerPoint.
Right. That's what I'm just saying, that you, if you want to, if they say, hey, can you tell us more about what these people said, then, you know, turn off the PowerPoint, bring up the actual document, and then go back to your PowerPoint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was just my idea. And part of the reason I'm saying this, and you know, you're talking about the chat, most of the public is not going to have access to that chat. So remember, your audience isn't just the city council. This is going to be broadcast over cable TV and on the internet. So this is, there's a much wider audience. Media is going to be watching it. So remember that everybody else isn't necessarily following what the city council is.
Yeah, right. Definitely. Okay. We can do that. Otherwise, on this slide, anything else that sticks out? Cool, let's move it along. So here I've got report goals. Again, just wanted to be able to share this with them so they can have an idea of why we did all this. So I just copied it, what whomever put it in there, copied it directly. Thoughts, questions on this, comments on this? Okay.
Looks good. Yeah. It's a lot. It's, again, it's a lot of words. So, I mean, there's two ways to do it. You could also, the points, the bullet points could just be super condensed statements. And then whoever's presenting can fill it out, or you can just leave it like that. I recognize that might be better just to have a lot of words.
Yeah. And I mean, I definitely wrestled with it throughout the PowerPoint of like, do I want to have more words and like us say, don't read them all. I mean, I think in general, we shouldn't just read that. Them directly, right? But then it's available and it's like a resource that's like, it's a summary of our report in a way, you know. Yeah. A lot of this, where we're pulling out things directly from the report and putting it in there. So it's like, oh, I wrestled with that of like, what's a cute presentation versus what would be helpful, a helpful takeaway, you know.
Yep. Well, and I tend to think that like, if you do have a lot of words on a slide, actually I think it's better to read all the words that are on the slide rather than have another narrative, because what people do naturally is they try to read the slide, and then if you're saying something different, they're going to try to hear you and read the slide, and they won't get either one. Yeah. So I don't think it's a problem, but I just think that if whoever's doing these slides, I actually think that they should just read it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you kind of ad lib it, everybody's going to be trying to read those bullets while you're ad libbing, and it's going to be like really hard to follow. That's generally how I look at it. I could be wrong. I mean, that's just how I look at it when I am being presented to.
I mean, frankly, I am totally that girl that will have a slide like this, and I'll just like, because I'm just very off the cuff, so I'll just be like, I'll read little chunks of it, and I'll be like, I'm not going to read all those words, but I'm going to tell you the gist of what those words say. So I'm guilty of doing that. So that's helpful to know that some, you know, how your brain works or how other people's brains can work, because I know I do that, so.
Well, that's why sometimes it's better to just have like the bullet points be like just a really small gist. Like first bullet point would be make a record of crowd control responses. And then whoever's narrating it fills in the rest of it, which is verbally. And then the second one would be gather community members' observations, et cetera. You know, that, so there's just two ways of doing it. But if you have a bit, lots and lots of words, I tend to notice that it's better just to read the words. And then everybody follows along, because some people will appreciate that, others will just listen, you know. Anyway, it's just a thought.
I think it's worth us reading the words. I mean, as I've thought about it in the last 5 seconds or 10 seconds, I think it'd be better and easier for you all as presenters, instead of trying to figure out like, you know, what are the words I'm gonna say? I have to read it on another screen. And I think it'd just be easier for all involved if we just read it. So.
Yeah, and then there'll be people who aren't maybe even seeing the screen at all. So it would be good to have that verbal information out there.
Okay.
And there could always be room to ad lib after you're done reading too, where if you like want to add more to the point, you can go back and be like, oh, in point two, like this, and this.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Okay. So I'm a big fan of like the amount of wordiness. I think, I mean, I definitely understand where Mike's coming from. I think it's true. People totally zone out, but I think it also, to the extent that like there's a lot of paper in this report and it seems like we put in a lot of work, I think this is honestly kind of persuasive, because city council may be looking at this and being like, wow, there's a lot of information here. They did a lot of work. Maybe the like visual aspect of having a ton of words will convey that.
Right.
That's a good.
I have a layout suggestion, and then like a slight word addition, which could go in an ad lib or in here if you have room on it. So my layout suggestion is to put a full line in between each dot so that they're not all jammed together.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Like you have enough room to do that.
Yeah.
And then in where you mentioned CRC's previous reports, and thank you for doing that, you might put in parentheses, including our 2014 crowd control report, but maybe that might be too many words for the slide, but I just hope that it doesn't go without saying that you've already come before city council with recommendations, you know?
Yeah. What bullet is that? I'm sorry.
Which one? Hot. Thank you.
Sorry, I keep habit I'm trying to break. I hate guns, so anything that got a gun thing, I want to break from my vernacular, whatever. Okay.
Third dot, second line, CRC's own previous reports right there in the middle. Yeah. Oh,
okay. And what did you, what was your word suggestion?
Parentheses, including a 2014 crowd control report or something like that.
Okay. I think that's worth putting in there. Does that sound okay to folks?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to go through and fix all the boxes and, you know, make sure they're all cute before it's done. But thanks for that suggestion. Okay. Next, our process. So this one, I did a little more wordsmithing, taking the work that you put in there, Mike, to put it into a nice complete thought for each thing. And I found that graphic and I was like, I'm going to make it into 10 things because this is going to fit the graphic. So I stretched it out a little to fit. But yeah, again, I just wanted to be able to demonstrate the work that we did and the way that we came to the final process. So take a look, read the slide real quick. Let me know thoughts on how I approach this.
Looks good to me.
I like it.
You're going to put like a month and year in the parentheses just to give an idea of when this happened, or?
Yeah. I was actually planning not to do that. I intentionally didn't do that just because I didn't really know that I could name the timing super well. So I was like, I thought about it, and then I was like, I don't know if I can point that out perfectly. And so I decided against it. But
you could do a month and day on the far end and then one on the right side. So it's like a beginning sure. end if you wanted to show a span of time.
Yeah, like June, or I guess the first time would have been July, because July 8th was our first forum. So July 2020 to September 2021. Is that what we think? Like at least putting in the bookends?
Yeah, the bookends might be a good idea.
Cool. I'm going to write those real quick and then I'll fix them later. So July 2020. I'll stylistically improve it later, but does that seem fair for folks?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I like that idea.
I think that's fine. One thing that does occur to me looking at this slide and the last one, Candace, is that it might be nice to offset the logo or something against the text, because that's a lot of purple.
This logo? Or what do you mean? This logo?
Well, so... Yeah, it's when I look at it, it all kind of blurs together for me because it's all in the same color. So yeah, maybe changing the header will offset it a little bit, or changing some elements so it's not all one big block of text, you know?
Yeah, totally. I am down.
I think that's also the color combo that you were using in those first couple of slides that we started editing, so.
Yep. These are all the document colors, so I just pick from those. Okay, cool. How's that? A little better?
Looks great. Yeah.
I can probably change the. I'll look at it again and maybe change the titles too. I'll look at it again and see what looks good. Oh no! I hope you can't see that. You probably can. Don't look.
Nope. Sounds like a Slack though.
Over Facebook, dude.
No, it's Slack. You couldn't see the notification?
I heard it, but I couldn't see it. Now we all want to know, so now you have to tell us.
Secret BMM business. okay, change color, headings, process goals. Okay, I'm just writing this note for myself. All right. Any other thoughts then on these two?
I like that.
Okay, so then we get into the findings. So here I also did a little bit more wordsmithing. I mean, we had the findings in like bullet dots. But I just kind of made some decisions on which ones were most impactful and just picked a couple of them. And I have, you see, I have like semicolons in between them. It just fit best that way. I can definitely change it, but that's just the style of the slide. And so I was trying to make it fit with the style of the slide. So, and then the part here on the left side is the just overall findings, like paragraph narrative that was in the report as well. A lot of this stuff, again, directly copied from the report. So these next couple of slides are like that. Any thoughts on the style of it, since the next couple will look like this?
I'm sorry. I do the layout for the CopWatch newsletter, so I think about these things a lot. It seems like if you put a hard carriage return after each semicolon, you'd only add one extra line to the entirety of all the text. It would be easier to identify them each. You don't have to necessarily make them into dots, but then the lines would break and be easier to separate the individual points.
What did you say, though? Put a hard what?
Just put a carriage return after each semicolon.
Oh, return. Yeah, that's a new space.
What does that mean? So I don't know what that means.
Just press return or end, like go to the semicolon, and then press.
Like go to another line. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Okay. Let me put it on my list of things to play around with, because I'm going to have to change the sizes of the boxes if I start doing that. So I'll put it on my list to explore.
Yeah, you could do the left side, the equipment use findings. You can make that narrower if you wanted to have a separate line for everyone. But I actually think that, what are we calling them? Not bullets, but point, just regular points, whatever. That might be helpful. But
yeah,
you're right. It's going to take up more space. So
yeah. Okay, I'll write it down and then I'll play around with it. Other than that, any other thoughts on the way that we're presenting the information or the information we are presenting? Cool. So we've got, you know, equipment use findings, got de-escalation findings, bias and training. And bias and training had 4. So I was like, I tried messing with these boxes. It just wasn't working. So I just made another one, bias and training, another slide, because I thought this was really important to put in there. I didn't want to just like omit it entirely. So that's why these look a little different. But
should training be capitalized?
Yes, it should. Thank you. Other thoughts on these chunk of slides? And again, I welcome you all to take a deeper look when you have a moment. And if there's any other copy editing things, just let me know. And I'll look, I'm gonna do another deep look on it too. Okay, moving on. So then we get into the recommendation. So I kind of did this pretty straightforward. We could probably do adding spaces to, like we did on the other one, to just break it up a little bit. So, oops. It's gonna be a little harder on the next one because it's a little bigger. There's more text, but I can do that.
It's hard to pull that and fit everything that way. You might be able to decrease the font size on the empty spaces. I'm sure you know the
tricks. Yeah, totally. Okay. Let me just write down, I'll have to play around with those settings, but add spaces between bullets. Dots. Between dots. That is gonna be a hard habit to break. Between dots on recs. Okay. But I just took, these are pretty, I mean, they're verbatim, right? That we put these together. So And remember, we talked about in that last meeting about whether we wanted to put like the grid, right, of the prioritization, and we agreed that we didn't want to do that. So I didn't do that. What I could do though, and I just now thought of this, but what I could do is go back to the grid and just see which ones did rise to the top and make sure they're the dots on the top. So I could still do that, even though I'm not putting it in the grid by easiest ease and feasibility or whatever it was, but I could reorganize it so that it still is in that progression, just a mind trick maybe. So I could do that.
I think that makes sense.
Yep.
Cool. I will also do that. I just thought of that just now. So, okay. Any other thoughts on how this content is displayed on these three slides?
I think the only thing that occurs to me, Candace, just thinking about as we were talking, I think it's really important that these be spaced out to the point where they're easily digestible. So I think if push came to shove, I would rather see 2 pages of de-escalation suggestions than trying to get it, cram it all in if that's not working. Great. And we can just say, you know, continued.
Yep, I agree. That's a great point.
I agree.
100%, yes. I will definitely do that. Cool.
Also probably makes it easier since we're going to be reading off the presentation.
Yeah, that too.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm happy to just put 2 pages for all of them, frankly, just that way it's just even. And then it's like, so let me write that down. Make each rec into 2. That way I can space it out more and then it's just consistent. Okay. Anything else before I move on to the next part? All right. So this one is a little wordy and this was me more on my soapbox. So definitely welcome your thoughts. I just kind of busted out a random narrative on that, but wanted to capture some of the spirit of what we talked about in our conversation about what we think needs to happen next, and did a little wordsmithing too, as I took the, you know, we had just written some dots of like the various steps we wanted to take. And so I needed to make those into more complete thoughts. Oop. Oh. What is happening? Oh no.
So my first thought on the stuff on the left side, while you're finding your way back, is I would actually recommend, because I think this is more of Candace talking, I would actually recommend taking all those words out and making that more your script that you want to say.
These words?
The ones on the left, yeah.
Okay.
Because you're not gonna, I have a feeling it's probably gonna be you and it's gonna be Candace kind of just talking, making these points, but you're not gonna, I have a feeling you're probably not gonna read it. And it's not like it's factual, but you know what I mean? It's not like it's our findings or that kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, it's just an idea because it's so many words. So people are gonna, it's the same kind of concept. People are gonna try to read it. And unless you're reading it exactly, it's gonna be hard for them to follow whatever it is you're actually saying.
I agree.
So you just have next steps and then you could have your, it's kind of like your summary editorializing a little bit. And then you can have ad lib as much as you want.
And I agree. You use this, I would suggest not saying historic brutality our communities have faced, because it sounds like past tense, like ongoing brutality our communities have continued to face or something like that.
Gotcha.
I do think these paragraphs are great. So even if it might be best to consider not having them on the slide, I would like to see them used somewhere, whether we do something like another press release or like if you write an op-ed, Candace, like I think this is really great content that sums things up really.
Oh, it's beautiful, beautiful content. And maybe you should stay there. I don't know. Maybe you're going to read it. I don't know. I just got this sense that it would be a kind of Candace talking a little bit. And maybe it won't be distracting at all. I could be totally wrong. I just want to make sure whatever you're vocalizing is really, really heard and that people aren't distracted with also trying to read. That's all I'm worried about. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's great. It's a really important message and it does need to be memorialized in writing. 100% agree.
Maybe totally. Just a note from the chair at the top and leave it in.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll look at that and then see what stylistically looks right. I'll think about that. Yeah, cool. And then as far as the 1 through 5 next steps, if you want to take a look at those, since again, I had to kind of put those together from the conversation we had. So any thoughts on what we're asking?
Do we have something in mind for what we would like to see from City Council accountability that's tangibly different than the official vote? It's cool if we do. I'm wondering about maybe condensing points 1 and 2, but that might just be because there's a lot on the slide, or it might be because, sorry, I kind of lost my train of thought there. Oh, well, no, yeah, like point 1 is like maybe just a little tiny bit vague in how it feels. We're going with like actionable things, I wonder if we could either make that one more distinct and concrete, or kind of roll 1 and 2 together maybe.
Yeah, I get what you mean. And do you think that we should ask with under the City Council official vote section, maybe we add to that and say including a statement of recognized accountability, or I don't know how to say that, but like that being part of the action of taking an official formal vote and make comments? I don't know.
I think we could do it vice versa. Maybe we could have City Council accountability be the header and then have the official vote be like added to the text. Well, maybe that's burying the lead a little bit. That might be the wrong instinct.
I see.
I think I agree with both of those kind of trains of thought, in the sense of combining it, I think makes sense. It also makes the slide a little bit more digestible. And I don't want to water this down at all. But I do have some concern that, you know, if there's a council member that just says, well, this seems like a blanket condemnation of the PBB, you know, they could end up getting stuck on step 1 and then we never look at 2, 3, 4, and 5. So, mm-hmm. you know, something like, you know, taking accountability, acknowledging these harms by voting to approve the report, I think kind of maybe we give them a path to not getting accused of, you know, not supporting the bargaining process or whatever the case may be. You know what I mean?
Well, and I put it, you know, I also, when I was putting these together, I thought about like, do I want to lead with the accountability thing? Because we talked about it more towards the end. I think I could see it having value in both the beginning and the end, right? Like starting with that and leading with this, like this, there's harm, needs to be acknowledged, da, 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 or talking about these more tangible things and ending powerfully with there was harm, needs to be acknowledged. So I could see both strategies working. And I wanted to make it its own point because I wanted it to be like, I hear you and like trying to like blend them together. But I think my reasoning for pulling them apart was so that it could stand kind of on its own of like, y'all need to acknowledge this. Like, let's just get that clear. You know what I mean? So yeah, I don't know. Other thoughts based on comments that have been made?
Well, I think it's good to have 5 separate points. You would gain yourself about a half an inch on spreading your points out a little bit if you got rid of the zeros in front of the numbers.
True. Yep. Okay, you write that down.
And you could also shrink the dashes a little, and then that way, well, it's not really going to help with the justification too much. But there also may be a few words in there you can tweak or cut out to make it so that the paragraphs are a little less dense.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you could say in the first one, you could word it a little teeny bit differently. Like, we need the city through the next steps below or whatever to acknowledge the harm in our community or something like that. Maybe, because maybe that can combine some of the ideas I'm hearing here. I'm just thinking out loud, maybe not, but it seems like then you could make it sound like this is like the overarching goal and these are the steps.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to listen to what you, May, and Sylvan are saying, so maybe I'm not getting it right, but that might communicate it, but maybe not.
I was reading that as you want them to acknowledge it as part of the presentation on the 22nd, that you want to hear them when they respond to you acknowledge this. So I would get rid of the through the next steps. I think they need to acknowledge it when they're responding to your report.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, exactly.
It might be an acknowledge and commit kind of situation too. We want you to acknowledge this now. We want you to commit in the future.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's more words, but yeah.
I mean, cause I really see the point that it's kind of a meta goal, right? Like if all these things are done, then city council is acknowledging and it's also committing to, it's doing all kinds of stuff. So that's why it's a little complicated.
Well, and part of me putting it at the top too was just my feeling when I looked at all five of them. Maybe this is just my opinion, but it's my strong opinion that that's the easiest one. Like the easiest thing that hasn't been done is to simply acknowledge the harm that was caused and, you know, make a public, you know, acknowledgement, statement, whatever about that, because people haven't heard that explicitly from the whole council. So like it felt like the very bare freaking minimum you can do is that. It's kind of how I interpreted it, but that's totally my
opinion. I think the reason why for me it's only slightly confusing, it's not confusing, but it's just, I totally get that, but there's not a how in that statement. You know, we need you to acknowledge this, and then, but there needs to be like the how, like by,
is it like
with a statement or that's why I started thinking, well, the how is maybe the next four steps, but I don't know who the call-in user, I can't remember your name, I'm sorry, but you make a really good point that it's also its own point. So that's why it's a little complicated.
It's Mr. Handelman.
Mr. Handelman, thank you. Thank you.
I added publicly as like a, I don't know if that is enough to imply a statement. Maybe we just need to say a public statement. I don't know. I think part of it is like, I don't know that I need a written statement, but I think on the record in their city council meeting, vocalizing the harm and acknowledging it.
I think the word publicly helps a lot, actually. I mean, that sets the context and makes it much more clear.
Because I think it's easy to run away from like, I'm not going to write an official statement, but I think it's like, we can more easily ask like that you just freaking say something.
Yeah,
I think publicly helps too, because I'm not sure if I care as much about the like specific format that the acknowledgement comes in. But like, as I think we've talked about a little bit before, it is difficult to hear a lot of sort of rhetoric from city officials, you know, kind of only talking about how hard this has been on PPP officers, or only talking about, you know, how downtown is destroyed or whatever. And those all sort of seem like, as talking points, like they kind of erase, you know, the harm that our report really illuminates toward the community. So I think, you know, if city council can demonstrate that they on some level really get that and understand it and care about it, like that's what I would like to see. So yeah, I think publicly helps in this sentence.
Yeah.
I'm fighting a windmill with this point, but I do like that the accountability is separate from an official vote, just because I do think, like, as a practical matter, they should really come out and make a statement. I just, like, I know the city just settled with the gal for like $50,000 who got like hit with a canister, and I could picture a city attorney just
telling them, no, don't take accountability, because like, if you as a body take some kind of accountability, maybe that means liability. But I mean, so that's why I just thought maybe if we keep it separate, the city attorney won't like be on them about like take a vote and acknowledge it. But if we're like, hey, if you as individual members say like, yeah, what PBB did to folks last summer was pretty horrific. I don't know. That's my, might be me fighting windmills again, but like, I don't know. That struck me just thinking of that, like, yeah, the settlement that just happened. But
I think that's fair. And I think it was my intention too on this slide, because I do plan to read this slide, to really appeal to the empathetic heart side of this statement. So yeah, I have what I have written, but I was gonna ad lib onto that and just be, you know, what I've shared with you all here today and before, right? Of like, this is the bare minimum. We need to hear that the people look up to you all as leaders. And when there's no acknowledgement of that immense harm, we feel that, you know what I mean? And that's what we heard in the surveys, that's what we heard in the forums, and that's what we're here to communicate back. So that was kind of going to be my appeal on what, why we felt it was important to say this explicitly and why we think it's important that they do it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Well, I'll play around with these words. I think if you all want to also take a look and play around with it, what I might, as I was sitting here thinking, what I might do is move these paragraphs that I have into another slide and it just be like its own thing, like final thoughts kind of thing. And then just make this next steps just the steps. So I'll probably play around with that. And I'll let you know once I've played around with things and it's, you know, you all can take another glance at it. Cool. And then, you know, maybe this isn't necessary, but I was like, is there something to like wrap it all up? Like the next steps didn't feel like the right ending to me. So I was like, oh, I was trying to figure out what could be the right ending. Maybe the right ending is instead those two paragraphs. And, you know, it doesn't need this, but I was like, I saw the format and I was like, maybe I can fit something into this format. So this is what I came up with of like,
I like it.
Overview of what, you know, we did. We listened to the community. We responded with this report. And the next step is the action, which, you know, we think as city council is that it's the ball's in their court. So that's kind of how I was thinking about when I put this slide together and how I wanted to communicate what this slide meant.
I like this slide. I think it's great.
I like it a lot.
Cool.
Yeah. And the more I think about it, the more, you know, everybody else is right. I think even the words of the slide before makes sense because it's such a beautiful statement.
Totally.
So I think the combo is a good, it's just such a fabulous way to do it.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Okay. And then that's it right there. Thank you. I put just thanks for your attention. Welcome your comments and questions and look forward to intentional solutions that meet the community needs. And that's the end. So I know we're
Chair Avalos.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
So I saw on the council agenda, this was placed on the agenda by Sam Diaz from the mayor's office. I saw this slotted for 1 hour and I know that it's a report. And that means that the mayor, especially because it was his staff that put it on there instead of the auditor, and we can talk about that some other time. The mayor is going to say, we don't take public comment on reports. And I'm hoping that you as a committee that is volunteers that listen to the community and worked really hard to get the voice of the community in front of the city council will urge them to please allow public testimony when your report gets presented.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I just saw this comment from Pamela. Rude.
What a shame that she didn't stick around.
I'm just going to publicly acknowledge this comment that says anyone who can't handle the word bullet probably is in no position to tell police how to handle gun violence. I absolutely reject that notion. I think that our language matters, and taking away violent language that is associated with a weapon that kills people in our general conversation about how we talk about documents is a very valid and appropriate thing for us to do as humans, as a cultural issue. So strongly disagree. Just putting that on the record.
I appreciate that, Carlos, and I chose not to respond to that even though I agree with what you just said. So what do you think about, and I can resend to you the part of city code that says it's up to the presiding officer to decide public testimony on reports. It has always been at the discretion of the chair, and the mayor just made a blanket decision that he doesn't want to do it. But I'm hoping that you will urge him to make the decision to take public testimony on this, on your report.
Okay, send me that. And I'm writing a note, and then what I'll probably do is I might just even add it to this last slide, and then I can email Sam. Okay.
Sure, but it needs to be arranged ahead of time so people can sign up when this gets posted on the agenda, which will be the previous Friday.
Sure. Oh, right. Okay, let me talk to Sam. Send me the thing and I'll email Sam. Cool. So I have to go to my next meeting, but before we go, let's just take like as quick as humanly possible, anything that stuck out to folks as like, I am down to take care of this slide. Let's just start there. Taylor.
I just like when we spoke with Sam and the mayor's team, I feel pretty comfortable with the de-escalation section. I'd be happy to take those.
Cool.
Yeah, and I think I did equipment at that point, so I'm happy to, I like Taylor's suggestion to kind of just do parallel, like, what we've been each focusing on.
Okay. So I have equipment, slides are going to be Sylvan, and then de-esc are going to be Taylor. Does that mean, you're down with bias and training? Your face.
I think by process of elimination, yeah.
Okay. Michael, can you take a report goals and process since you wrote that?
Yeah, I'll do whatever you want.
Cool. Okay, Michael is going to do slides 8 and 9.
That mean we're going to, like, the three of us will rotate through the findings and then we'll turn around and rotate back through the recommendations?
Exactly.
Okay.
I will take on, the first four slides, forum summary and survey summary. So can I just assign those three slides to one of each of you? Since Michael wasn't a part of those processes. So Taylor, you may, Sylvan. Is that okay?
Yeah, I would prefer not to do survey because I feel like I have the least amount of knowledge about the data that went into that.
Okay, so I'll put that for survey. Can I give that to you, Taylor?
Yeah.
Okay, and then we'll do forum ones will be Yume and Sylvan. And then I'm going to do the next steps one. I think that makes sense. I think it also makes sense for me to do who wrote the report just because of the narrative I wrote there. And it makes sense that I do conclusion. Sorry, I only have two slides for you, Michael. Are you going to be upset about that?
Whatever you want. Like I said, I'll do whatever you want, including nothing. It's whatever you want.
Cool. Well, I got those two for sure that you're going to do.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I'll email who's going to do what slides and I'll put it in the comments in the slides. I'll email the link for, maybe I'll email the link for editing so that if people want to add to the notes of their slides, if they have ad lib thoughts that they want to make sure that they say, you're welcome to add those into the notes of it. I'll be the one presenting it. Or you can just have your notes on your own side because, no one's going to see, they're only going to see my screen. So does that work?
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you, Candace.
Yeah. Nice work.
Okay. Thanks, you all. I'm excited. Get ready. And you'll hear from me over email.
Cool. Thanks a lot.
Bye.